Welcome to the Effortless English Show with the world's number one English teacher, A.J. Hoag, where A.J.'s more than 40 million students worldwide finally learn English once and for all, without the boring textbooks, classrooms, and grammar drills. Here's A.J. with a quick piece to help you learn to speak fluent English effortlessly.
Welcome to the Effortless English Show. I'm A.J. Hoag, the author of Effortless English, Learn to Speak English Like a Native. For a free text transcript of this show, go to my blog at effortlessenglishclub.com. effortlessenglishclub.com. You want to speak English powerfully. You want to speak English confidently, of course. Yes. I'm sure you also want success in life. You want money. We need money in this world. People don't like to talk about it. It's a weird, strange topic for some people. Many people have strange emotions, strange feelings about money. But the truth is, money's necessary in this world. If you don't think that's true, you're a little crazy. Unless you want to be a monk and live in the mountains, you need money. Even then, you have to beg and ask people for food. Okay? So, money is necessary. And more money does help. No, money is not the only key to happiness. Of course not. No, no, no. But money does solve problems. Money does give you a lot of opportunities and make life a lot easier. And sometimes a lot more interesting, too. But that's not all. You want an exciting and interesting life, right? Nobody enjoys boredom. We want excitement. We want an exciting, interesting, fun life. So that we wake up feeling great, feeling excited to be alive. We all want that. We all dream of that. A heroic life. But not just that. We also want love. And we need love in our lives. We want love from a man or a woman. A family. And we want that family to be happy, loving, enjoyable, right? Isn't that what we all have dreamed about, dreamed of? And we want more than that. We want meaning in our life. We want to feel like we are doing something meaningful. See, that's why just money's not enough. Money is important, absolutely, and yes, it's fine that you want more money, that's good. But money without meaning can create a very terrible life. We can see, you know, movie stars, rock stars, they have the money, but they don't have meaning, and then they just, alcohol, drugs, they're not happy people. So we need meaning too. We need to feel like we are doing something in our life that is meaningful to us, that is positive and good, that is helping other people, not just ourselves, right? It's more than us. We're contributing. We need that. You want respect. You want respect from other people, right? You don't want people to treat you like you are weak, that you're unimportant. No, you want people to treat you respectfully, to treat you well, to speak respectfully to you. And if you think about all of these areas of your life, these things that you want, that you dreamed of, your age doesn't matter, right? We all have these big dreams. then you have to ask yourself, is that your life now? Is it? Is that the life you are living now? Are you speaking English fluently and confidently now? Do you have all the money you want now? Do you have an exciting and adventurous and interesting life now? Do you have great love in your life now and a great family now? Do you have meaning? Are you doing something meaningful that feels very meaningful and important to you now? Do you have respect from other people now? In all of these areas, do you have your dreams now? Probably not. Probably not. And you know what? That's okay. It's okay that you don't have them all now. But the next question is super important. Are you doing everything possible to get those dreams now? Are you taking strong action, confident action now and every day to get those dreams? Are you? Are you taking action in all of those areas to get those dreams, to live those dreams? Are you taking action every day? Strong action, confident action, fighting and fighting and fighting for those dreams every day. Are you? Are you? Be honest. Are you in every of those areas, every one of those areas? Are you? And see, I already know the answer for most people. It's no. For most people, it's no. For most people, they are not moving towards, fighting for their own dreams. Instead, they're kind of passive. They complain. They dream about these things sometimes. Sometimes they take little actions, but then the next day, oh, they're tired or they feel weak. Or they're afraid, and they don't do it. And then, month after month, year after year, goes by. And still, they are not closer to those dreams. Years go by. Years and years and years go by. And then eventually decades, right? A decade is 10 years. Decades go by. Why? I mean, really think about it. Why? Or better question, why not? Why not? If you really want those things, you want to be a powerful, confident English speaker. You want to travel the world, have an interesting, amazing life. You want great love, a great family, respect, success, lots of money to do what you want for yourself and your family. These are great things to want. They are great. Why are you not doing it every day? Why are you afraid? Why are you weak? Why are your actions weak? Why? 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 Really, why? This is the most important question for your life. Why do you feel afraid, nervous? Why do you feel weak, lazy? Why do you not take strong action every single day, fighting and fighting and fighting for these dreams? Why or why not? Why not? And what is wrong? Most people don't do it. Most people live their whole life and never get close to any of these dreams. A few maybe achieve one of them, maybe a couple. Almost no one achieves great success in all of these areas of life, all of these great dreams. Why not? Why not? So, you feel lazy, you feel weak, you feel afraid, nervous, shy, all of these things, stress. Well, you know what? It's not your fault. The truth is, you were trained to be passive. You were trained, you were taught to be weak and afraid. You were taught to think these dreams were not really possible. You were taught that less was normal. And that it's okay. And where were you taught this? In schools, mostly by the schools, sometimes by your parents, but your parents also learned it from schools. Right, because I believe that naturally children, young children, are strong. They're fearless. They are fearless. Yesterday, I was walking on the sidewalk here in Japan. Walking on the sidewalk, just walking along. And suddenly these two girls come around a corner. They're riding skateboards. And they're going too fast. Much too fast. These two young girls. Right? Like dangerously fast, especially next to a busy road and a busy sidewalk. And I looked at their faces, and what were they doing? They were smiling and laughing, having so much fun, going too fast. Doing something that most adults would think is dangerous. Oh no, I'm afraid it's dangerous. Kids are naturally fearless. They'll ride their skateboards too fast, and then they'll fall and they'll crash. And what happens when they fall and crash? They cry, and they'll cry for a few minutes, and then suddenly stop. The crying will just suddenly stop, like magic, like it just, all the pain comes out. They stop crying, and what do they do next? They stand up, they get on the skateboard again, and once again, they go too fast, and they do dangerous, crazy stuff. They just keep going. They cry about the pain, and then they do it again and again and again. Fearless. Same with English learning. Right? And when I see young kids learning English, everyone thinks there's some magic thing in their brain. Why do they learn so quickly and improve so quickly? Because they're fearless. They're not worried about making grammar mistakes. They're not worried about their pronunciation. They're not trying to memorize vocabulary. Oh no, I can't remember the exact vocabulary word I learned last month. They don't care. They're fearless. They just talk. They just try to understand the best they can. And when they have enough listening and they understand enough, maybe 3 months, maybe 6 months, whatever, they'll just start talking, trying to communicate. With terrible English, with just one or two words, their pronunciation's terrible, they have no grammar, they don't care. They'll talk anyway, they just talk. They talk and talk. In fact, once a child starts to talk in any language, their own language, or any new language, or English, you can't shut them up. They won't be quiet. They just blah, 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 talking all the time. They're fearless. They just communicate. They're fearless. Making a mistake is not even in their mind. They don't even think about that. And then I compare that to my adult students that I, in the past, oh, so afraid all the time, so afraid. What if I make a grammar mistake? What's the right answer? I forgot a word. My pronunciation isn't perfect. Always so afraid and nervous and shy. which is why they fail. Or why they improve so slowly. And also, too, why they find English to be painful and boring and difficult. Because they're afraid. Afraid and nervous. And weak. Schools make us weak. Schools made you weak. No, not just you. They made me weak, too. When I came out of school, finally, I did too much school. I was weak. A weak, weak, weak person. Weak and afraid, shy. I was terrified to do public speaking. Okay, not just a little fear, I mean super fear. And why? Oh, so afraid. People might laugh at me. People might think I'm bad. I might make a mistake. I might sound stupid. Oh no. Weak, weak, and afraid. I hated working for other people. I knew that from an early age. But I did it anyway. I did it for like 20 years. I did it. Why didn't I start a business earlier? I was afraid, weak and afraid, and lazy too, honestly. Too lazy to do the hard work to achieve my dream. And too weak and afraid. Well, what if I fail? I don't know what to do. Weak and afraid. The schools made me weak and afraid. It took me 20 years to unlearn the fear, to unlearn the weakness. And you know, thankfully I did. And now I'm a strong public speaker. And now I don't care so much what other people think. And I'm not afraid to fail. And let me tell you, it's much better. I am much, much happier and much, much more successful. And I am achieving most of those dreams that I mentioned that we all have. But I had to unlearn the training from schools. Schools train us to be weak. They train us to be afraid of risk also, right? If you want something great in your life, let's say you're a man. And there's a woman that, oh, she's so beautiful, she's so wonderful, and you like her. Right? And you dream, oh, she's the one to marry, or she's the one I love so much. And then what happens? Do you go up and just start talking to her confidently? Hey, how you doing? What's your name? I'm AJ. No, most guys, oh my God, and all this fear in their heads, and they get all crazy nervous, and they think about her for, you know, weeks and weeks, but don't really do anything. Right? Because they're afraid of risk. What if she says no and embarrasses me? I mean, think about it. So what if she does? If she does that, then maybe she's not the right person for you. Especially if she's not nice about it, then she's obviously not a good person and you don't need her. It's no big deal. But I know, I was the same when I was young, coming out of school, because we're so afraid of being judged. That's one of the key fears that we learn in school. Fear of judgment. Right? If the teacher judges us, gives us a bad grade, tells us we're bad, punishes us for doing something, puts a big red X because we did the wrong answer. Judgment, judgment. And then day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year of this, fearing judgment. Also fear of other children judging us. Let's be honest. School is like prison for kids. It's not a nice place. There's a lot of bullying. Lots of bullying happens at every age. And some poor children, they get bullied all the time because they're different. Doesn't matter. If they're very smart, they get bullied. If they're not so smart, they get bullied. If they're weak, they get bullied in any way. And so again, you learn to fear the judgment of other people. And so when you become an adult, you're so afraid of the judgment. You're afraid of your boss. Like you were afraid of the teacher, right? You're afraid the boss will get upset with you. Why? Bosses are just people. There's nothing magical about them. In fact, most of the bosses I had in my life, at in my jobs, they were terrible. A lot of them were not nice people. You know, I had a couple that were good. I had a lot of them that were just so-so, nothing great. And I had a few that were horrible people. No reason to fear them. And as with your English, it's the same. If you are listening to me now, you are understanding me now. You can speak English. Not perfectly. Yeah, of course, you'll make grammar mistakes. So what? You'll forget vocabulary words. So what? Who cares? Be like those kids. Fearless. Same with boredom. We start to accept a boring life. Right? But school teaches us that because school is so damn boring. That's the thing I hated about it the most. I was a smart kid, and I found everything in school super easy, and I also found it super, super, super boring. Sitting on our butts for hours and hours, listening to a teacher talk nonsense, blah, 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 blah. Doing stupid little exercises out of a stupid textbook. So boring. That's not natural. Not for children and not for adults. It's not natural. It's not good. But what we do, we get trained in boredom. We get trained that boredom is normal. Boredom is acceptable. Being passive and weak and bored, that's acceptable. And then when we become adults and our life is boring, we don't take big actions to change it. No, we just accept it. Well, this is just life. Can't be all exciting and interesting. Life can't always be adventurous. Why not? Yes, it can. And this is how we get into these terrible habits. They are taught to us. The habit of being lazy, passive, weak, afraid, shy, bored, comes from the schools, and this is why I hate the education system worldwide. I hate the school systems. I really do hate them because they destroy lives. They destroy happiness. They destroy success. And my solution is this. This is the good news, everybody. There's a solution. Yes, the good news for you. There is a solution. I call it the Effortless English Revolution. The International Effortless English Revolution. A revolution happening online on the internet. Not just with Effortless English, but all over the internet, where people are learning independently without the schools. You can learn anything now independently. You don't need a school. You don't need to sit on your butt in a classroom. You can go get the knowledge you want. You can go get the skills you want. You can get the dream life you want. And that's what I'm doing, fighting for this Effortless English Revolution, a revolution of independent learning. See, the good news is this. You are still naturally strong and fearless. You're still that little kid. Somewhere inside you, you still have that. It's there. You just need to unlearn the bad habits from schools. And you can do it. I did it. I'm still doing it. We're always doing it. It's a lifetime process. And you can do it faster than I did. It took me 20 years. I was doing it all alone. Nobody told me about this. To figure out how to do it myself. You can do it in probably just a few years, a couple years. You can undo all that fear and weakness and boredom and laziness, and you can create that magical, amazing life that you dream about in all areas of your life. All of them. English, money, excitement, love, meaning, respect. All of those areas. You can do it. Through independent learning. See, you replace the school learning. You push it out of your mind little by little. And then you put in powerful learning. I mean, like this podcast, you're getting powerful ideas that will make you stronger, not weaker, more confident, not shy. That is my big purpose in life. I want to help as many people as possible. Get rid of all that weakness and fear and instead become strong and confident and achieve the dream life that you want. I'm just a coach. I'm here to give you motivation, to give you ideas, to help you unlearn what you learned in schools, and to give you new beliefs, new ideas, new confidence, so you will go forward and achieve your dream life. That is the Effortless English Revolution. Join it and help me, and not only for yourself, but help other people too. Help others find this solution. We can create a world where people grow up learning to be strong, learning to be fearless, learning to take strong action every day for their dreams, learning to actually live those dreams, that yes, they are possible. Yes, you can have that life and you will. And here's how to do it. So please help me join the Effortless English Revolution. Please help me and join the Effortless English Revolution so we can make this change and change the world through learning, independent learning and education. Learning that creates strength and confidence. Okay, speaking of strength and confidence, today I will be recording the new VIP lesson. I'm recording the video today. Recording the videos today. Next month, I'm going to teach VIP members with a Tony Robbins video. Tony Robbins is a great peak performance coach. He teaches you how to achieve your dreams. Great guy. Very great guy. However, his English speaking is advanced. A lot of people can't understand Tony's speeches because, number one, he speaks very, very quickly. Fast, fast speech. Especially when he gets excited. Oh my gosh. He just starts talking really, really fast. And that can be difficult. He does also use some advanced vocabulary. He uses some different vocabulary you might not know. He uses idioms. So for these reasons, for many, many people, many learners cannot understand his speeches completely. They find them very difficult. So I'm going to help you, VIP members, help you understand. I'll use my movie technique, my questioning technique, that mini story technique, so that you'll learn the whole video piece by piece. You'll learn all of the vocabulary. Then you'll practice with the speed also. So this is really going to help your learning. And also, the topic of the video is great. It's about how to achieve your dreams, success, much faster, right? Speed it up. Like I said, it took me 20 years. You don't need 20 years. You can do it in a few years if you do it in the right way. And that's what I want to do. I want to help you and help you share some of Tony's ideas too about how to speed up your success in these areas of life. Powerful, powerful VIP lesson coming next month. Join my VIP program. You can try it for just $1 at EffortlessEnglishClub.com. EffortlessEnglishClub.com. Let's go to the news. I thought I might talk about some news. News in American education. And this is connected to the free speech topics I talked about last week. More craziness in American colleges and universities. And this is really about language policing, this little bit of news. Okay, so the headline says, Bates College, some smaller school, Bates College creates guidelines for inclusive classrooms. Inclusive means everyone is welcome. Well, that sounds nice. That sounds so nice and friendly. It's not. Okay. What is this actually about? It's about attacking the English language, about destroying the meaning of words and destroying truth. George Orwell wrote about this in his books Animal Farm and 1984. And so we have some slang in America, maybe British English also. We say something is Orwellian, Orwellian. It comes from the name George Orwell, the writer. When something is Orwellian with language, it means that people are trying to change the meaning of something to mean the opposite. For example, let me read about what's going on. Due to the myriad ways, the many ways that students identify themselves within our community, we recommend that faculty members, that's teachers, be open and accepting of correction in cases of misgendering, Orwellian word, using insensitive language, and assuming heteronormativity. What the hell does that mean? Okay. This is all about the crazy thing with the transvestites in leftist America. So what are they talking about? See, they use these weird, strange words to corrupt the language. So whenever you see this kind of weird language where they're not speaking directly, where the words don't mean what they usually mean, where they're trying to change a word into something else, another meaning, then you know it's Orwell. It's this kind of leftist, Marxist language policing. So what this is saying is that the professors at the college must not use the words he or she. They must be careful about saying he or she about students. Just because a student is a woman or a girl, you should not call her she. Instead, you should ask her which pronoun she wants to be called. Maybe she identifies as a man. In other words, in her brain, she thinks she's a man. She's really a woman, but she thinks she's a man, so therefore you should call her he and pretend she's a man. That's what they're saying. And of course, as we heard in the episode, the Effortless English podcast last week, it gets even crazier where they think they're animals, or they think they're all kinds of weird stuff. And these colleges are actually creating policies that their professors have to do this, have to pretend and use English words, English pronouns, he, she, or something, some other crazy word that's not even a real word, not even a real pronoun. They have to do this just because the student says so. Just because the student says, no, actually, I'm a man. Well, you're not a man, obviously. You're a woman. No, no, I'm a man, and you must call me he. And if the professor does not say he, then they can discipline the professor, even fire the professor. And so you see how this works. This is kind of thought policing also, where you are not allowed to say the truth, the obvious truth that everybody can see, that everybody knows, but you're forced to go along with an obvious lie. This is kind of a mind control technique in the end. See, if they can make you go along with, pretend that something is real when it's actually a complete lie, an obvious lie, if they can make you do that, then you become super weak, right? You are showing that you are weak and that they are powerful, because they can make you say something that you know is not true, that is obviously ridiculous and foolish and wrong, but they make you say it anyway. That's just power and mind control. And after a while, when you're forced to do this again and again and again, well, then you become super obedient. You just do what you are told to do. You don't think if it's true or not. You don't care if it's right or wrong. You just obey. That's why this is so dangerous. This is dangerous. We know it's dangerous. We know it's dangerous. All you need to do is look at history to see what happens when this kind of thought policing and language policing becomes common. And it is common in American colleges and universities, and they're trying to make it common in the whole culture. It's common in the media, too. We know what happens. People start dying because people who refuse to say the lie eventually get thrown into prisons, get killed. We saw that in the Soviet Union. We've seen it in history so many places, Cambodia, etc. It's madness. It's craziness. Even now we can see down in Venezuela what's happening with Marxism. It's a tragedy. And yet these people continue to push the same system, the same thought policing, the same language policing. And every time they do it, it's a disaster, but they keep doing it. And somehow people continue to believe it. This is why I say American universities are a joke now, because this kind of craziness is in every, or almost every, American university and college. This is the crazy stuff they will force you or try to force you to do in an American college or university. It's crazy. It's a waste of money, first of all, because it's expensive. American universities are super expensive. And you're crazy to pay all that money just to get this kind of crazy stuff. It's not useful. It doesn't help you become more successful in life. It will just make you weak, right? It's schooling. It continues what happened in elementary school and high school, and now they're making you even weaker, even stupider, even more obedient, forcing you to say things that are obviously false. The solution is speak the truth. Unlearn the fear, right? Unlearn the weakness. Stand up. Speak the truth. Be strong. Go for your dreams. Take strong action every day for your dreams. That's how you beat the schools. That's how you unlearn those lessons and become powerful and live your dream life. Okay, then. Hope you enjoyed today's Effortless English show. I need your help. Effortless English members and fans, I need your help. Help me grow this Effortless English revolution. Help me help more people be strong and confident, speak confidently and achieve their dreams and feel good about themselves. Feel good, not weak, not shy, not afraid. Feel good, feel strong, feel happy. Well, I need your help to reach more people. Okay, we need to do this together. I can't do it alone. What can you do? Two things you can help. Number one, each time I do an episode, a new show, please put a link on your Facebook and Twitter. Share a link to my show, to my website, to my blog, to each of my new shows. So each time I do a new show, just put a link on your Facebook, put a link on your Twitter. That will help more people find Effortless English. It will help to grow our very positive and wonderful Effortless English revolution. Number two, you can help by writing a great review. Write a great review of this podcast on iTunes. So get on iTunes. Find Effortless English Show, Effortless English Podcast, and write a great review about how the Effortless English Podcast helps you or motivates you or encourages you to feel stronger, to improve your English. Writing those reviews also helps more people succeed, be happy, feel confident. So thank you so much. Thank you for helping. You are part of the Effortless English Revolution, so please help. Share those links on your Facebook and Twitter. Write a great review on iTunes. And most of all, believe in yourself. Not in me. Don't believe in me. Don't believe in the schools. Don't believe in other people. Believe in yourself. Still inside, somewhere inside you, is still that fearless child, that fun, happy, fearless child is still in there. Trust that child. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself. You will live your dream life. Have a great day. I will see you next time. Bye for now.